Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Like Attorney General Barr argued that the president cannot be indicted even if the president did commit a criminal offense. By this line of thinking, if the president can't be indicted for criminal conduct, can't be impeached for non-criminal conduct, that would surely put the president above the law, and we'd cease being a democracy.
Yes, once again, we are still a democracy. Thanks for that, though, Senator Chuck Schumer. It was about questions that were asked of the senators during the impeachment trial, or that they asked anyway. It was an interesting day, for sure, as we get over the hump and slide toward the weekend. And ultimately, the decision will be as to whether or not the witnesses or any witnesses could be called. And when you think about this, if you had questions to ask, if it was you and you could ask a question, because senators submitted questions in the impeachment trial to the lawyers of, to not confuse everyone, to the lawyers of the president, what is the burning question that you would ask? What is the definition of quid pro quo? When is this going to be over? Ultimately, what is the impact? I have a lot of questions that I would ask, she said sarcastically. This has been a crazy couple of months, hasn't it been? It really has. So this is our justice system, though, and this is a trial, and this is serious. This is impeachment, and this is only the third time in our history that it's happened. So you have one side saying game over, the other one saying game on. And the president, in fact, tweeted video showing Bolton and talking with the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, and saying they were very cordial, and then saying game over. So senators had their say in the trial. You've got Justice Roberts, who is the judge in this whole thing, and he read questions from senators during the impeachment proceedings in all seriousness. And the result was just interesting. There was either softballs, loaded questions, redundant questions, and answers that were kind of all over the map. For the first 17 minutes, you had a couple of senators, in fact, three senators, who are the most likely to call, to vote on calling witnesses, who asked some questions. So who are they? The Manny Moe and Jack of this whole thing, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney from Utah. So Justice Roberts read to the defense team, if President Trump had more than one motive for his alleged conduct, such as the pursuit of personal political advantage, rooting out corruption, and the promotion of national interest, how should the Senate consider more than one motive in its assessment of Article 1, abuse of power? So that was the first one. And the response to that said, once you're into mixed motive land, it's clear that their case fails. This was a White House lawyer who responded to that, and then said that the institution would effectively be paralyzed for months on end. There were other questions, too, like, is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in the case without hearing the testimony of Bolton and other witnesses? And, of course, Adam Schiff, who is leading the prosecution, said no. There's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses, let alone one as relevant as Bolton. Schiff said it makes sense to call the man who spoke directly with the president. So you had all kinds of hypotheticals. There was one hypothetical that a Democrat positioned. What if President Obama had done the same thing Trump had, but against Romney. And then the Republicans went back on that and said, well, if he had evidence that Romney's son was being paid by corrupt Russian companies, would he have sought, would the president have sought an investigation? And then the sentence we hear over and over again is no quid pro, the saying, no quid pro quo, no quid pro quo. And Senator Cruz from Texas said, does it really matter if there was a this for that? Alan Dershowitz took that question and said, every president believes his interest and the public interest combined, and the blend is not necessarily corrupt. And said it cannot be impeachable if it's a mixed motive that combines personal interest and the public interest. So you see how this went. It seems like we heard mixed motives, mixed up, and I don't know if the three senators I mentioned, meaning Romney, Murkowski, and Collins, will vote for, okay, let's hear more, let's get witnesses, or not. Just because the speculation is such, it doesn't mean that that is going to happen. It would be interesting to cover this right there outside of the Senate, although you're chasing everybody around, trying to get comments and trying to piece some of that together. So the questions were entertaining, I think, in some cases. And then it just fell on the side that you were on. And this is nothing new for what we've seen going on and how long in this country, over a decade. It's us and them, you and me. We're on sports teams. That's what it is. We live in a polarized nation. We know that. Instead of quid pro quo, it should be polarization. Where do you fall? No more mixed messages. Just say it like it is. I remember one time Justice Sotomayor said during and before, I guess really it was before her Senate confirmation, when she was asked the question about, well, aren't you, don't you have opinions? Don't you lean a certain way? Don't you have ideologies a certain way? And she said, pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, that anyone who says they don't have a slant, a view, that kind of thing, that they're not in some way biased because of what's happened in their life and how they've grown up, is lying. So this is why that phrase is the phrase that pays, not quid pro quo, tit for tat, right? I don't know. And will we see witnesses? It's going to be up to a vote and whether or not there's a vote. So do the Republicans have enough votes to block witnesses? If they do, that ends the trial. That would be the end of it. If not, then it continues, and then there are witnesses. And most likely, you would definitely see John Bolton as one of those who would testify. Who else would be on that list? Lev Parnes desperately wants to be on the list. The associate of Rudy Giuliani's, who keeps saying that the president lied, that he knows him, it's not just being in pictures, that he has plenty to say, and just look at his interview on MSNBC, but they wouldn't let him into the Senate chambers. And remember, he's wearing that ankle bracelet with the charges he's facing from federal charges. So he didn't get to go in, but he still held court outside of the court, if you will. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dahipo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahipo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahipo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Boy, can we count. Got a lot of things, actually, that kicked up in front of me that I thought was interesting. How about this? The U.S. life expectancy, we care about that, actually rose for the first time in 4 years. It's improved thanks to a decline in the cancer death rates and a drop in fatal drug overdoses. The new increase is small, but it's a temporary halt to the trend. It's interesting because recently, it seems like I would say that I've encountered many people that are battling cancer, but maybe the good news is they're surviving it. And, boy, cancer is wicked. The big C, something nobody wants to encounter. This is just all the way around sick, but makes me happy that this dog was saved. I didn't grow up with dogs, and after having a dog, having Mahalo, I'd realize what a source of enjoyment and just companionship a dog is. Man's best friend and woe man's best friend. So how awful. You know, I'm sorry, chaining up a dog for an entire year, feeding her and a barely and all of that, a stranger did rescue this Laura dog and realized, wow, I'm just going to keep bringing treats. I'm going to keep doing what I could do because I kept seeing that the dog was chained up and then, you know, trying to figure out a way. How do you interfere with that? Because the dog would be muddy and it was obviously not good. So she reached out to the owner. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then called Animal Control. There's a big story done on this. That's how I know about it. And they, you know, the dog had a bad ear infection, all that kind of stuff. They got involved. And so the good news is now this Laura is this dog, and this kind stranger has taken over and adopted Takia. And it's all good, right? So imagine, the reason I bring this up, so it's one dog, 1 year, and thousands of treats. You go by someplace, and it's somebody's business, right? They've got a dog chained up, and you see the dog is cute and miserable at the same time, and it breaks your heart. And so she gets involved, calls animal control, eventually tries to reach the owner, the whole thing, and eventually gets the chance to adopt the dog. Wow. Life saver. I say high five and more to her for doing that, because really so many people would say, oh, I'm not going to get involved in that, and who knows, that person could be nutty, and I don't know what's going to happen. I've never seen so much conversation about gray hair or silver hair, but Sylvester Stallone, who's now 73, showed off his silver hair on Instagram, and everybody was checking it out. I don't know. Was it to get his Instagram numbers up? I'm not sure. But we're so used to seeing the Rocky actor in all of his videos, doesn't matter his age, where he has dark hair. So in the caption, he wrote, sometimes I wake up and I feel like doing nothing, just relaxing. That's it. It's human nature. So I guess what he wanted to do was not have to worry about his hair. I just want to be silver. I just want to be natural. I just want to embrace the gray. I have to say, he looked handsome. I mean, look, he had a gray beard and he had his gray hair. And that was it. And that's it. He wanted to go to the bank, make a deposit, and that was it. And he put his famous hashtag, keep punching. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For women, Sly, it's a little bit different. I think it's harder sometimes to tell even a woman's age, because why? The pressure to not go gray. And certainly for salons, it's keeping them in big business because of the amount of money that you pay for hair coloring. It can be up to $200 or more, and that's just for getting your hair colored. Yeah. Crazy. All right, the Super Bowl is game on, and a lot of people are traveling to Miami, and they will be the next couple of days for sure. So long before it kicks off on February 2nd, at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens in South Florida, you got airport security officials, and they're dealing with everything they can because they know there's going to be a record amount of travelers coming through. And, you know, when I say that, thousands upon thousands. So what do they do to prepare for that from the point of view of the airport? So the airport is about 18 miles north of the stadium, so they put signage up everywhere, baggage areas, you see that all over the place. I've been to that airport many times. I've been to the Miami airport and the Fort Lauderdale airport, which is close. They've put 160 live plants throughout the terminal. Yep, get those plants. And it looks like the Super Bowl is there in both airports. And then they have extra staff on duty. So they got about 60 volunteers to help people navigate through the airport. And Miami, which is the same, it's equidistant, like 16 miles, same thing for them. Because they say that on Monday, the aftermath of that, about 90,000 passengers will leave. And that would be a single day record for departures at the airport. 90,000 people. Well, that's one of those times where, you know, they say to get there 2 hours early. I think you gotta, like, ignore that and get there as soon as you can, basically. Because trying to navigate through that concourse, and same thing with Fort Lauderdale, which is a little bit of a smaller airport, you'd be a fool to get there and try to get through security and do all the things that you have to do. By the way, they're adding more canines and more TSA officials, 60 of them, and they're adding canine teams. They've already got 11 at the Miami airport, and they're adding another 10 to that crew. And you know what they're saying? 5 hours before departure time, check out of the hotel. Because then you got to return the car and you got to be at the airline counters at least 3 hours before. And sure, if you have that many people to navigate through, I would say that you, there's no choice that you would have to do that. This was a crazy story that was very, very sad. The fact that you had, the fact that you have when you look at tech, that you've got Facebook paying $550 million to settle a class action suit. And you say, what's so about that, $550 million to do that? That is in a facial recognition class action lawsuit. So the technology that has really messed people up, and the three people in Illinois sued Facebook under the state law, and the state law there is the Biometric Information Privacy Act, one of only two in the country to regulate the commercial use of that. And what happens is gathering facial data, of course, for a feature that suggested that names of the people in the photos could have been exposed to billions, could have exposed Facebook to billions in damages. So under the agreement, the payout goes to anyone eligible in Illinois, users and them, and legal fees for them too as well. I mean, it's almost Orwellian. I think they should have had to pay more, honestly, than that. It's too bad there aren't other states that could have gone after them for the same thing. I mean, that's invasive technology, right? And boy, you got to shield people from that. Facebook has to get its act together in a couple of different areas. And I think facial recognition, of course, is disastrous, where they put somebody on top of somebody else and then also get information as well. And it's so misleading, I guess. Speaking of that, Amazon's Ring fired four employees for snooping on customers. Yeah, here we go. Doorbell camera video feeds. Oh, that is creepy. So that's what they did. They said they abused internal access, spied on customers, because now they're in the middle of worrying about negligence lawsuits over these hacked home surveillance cameras. In November, a group of senators asked Amazon a series of questions related to privacy and this whole doorbell thing. And, of course, one of the functions is they're able to obviously go and look at it. And there are the staffers involved were authorized to view video from the cameras, but not to do what they were doing. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Was I just one? Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, argued that a quid pro quo arrangement that benefits the president politically is fine because all politicians believe their elections are in the public interest.
Anything that would make a quid pro quo unlawful is if the quo were in some way illegal. There are three possible motives that a political figure can have. One, a motive in the public interest, then the Israel argument would be in the public interest. The second is in his own political interest, and the third, which hasn't been mentioned, would be in his own financial interest.
He said that if Trump did withhold nearly $400 million in aid to pressure Ukraine to announce the investigations of Democrats to help his campaign, it wasn't impeachable because Trump thinks his election would be to the country's benefits. Therefore, he had no corrupt motive. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Check out the title of this next book in Author's Corner, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, Pamela June, PJ Anderson. You'll catch her name on the title of the book at Amazon.com. PJ, I'm going to call you PJ. I like that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the call. I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the premise of the book. So tell us about Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. For people who want to know what that is, what do you tell them?
Well, it is a collection of articles that I wrote that year. I think it was 2018. And it was actually as a result of me finding that writing is very therapeutic for me. And so I started writing Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness in 2017, and it ended up being a book that was also a result of the 7 African-American newspapers in Ohio and in Michigan that carried the articles. And that's really the way it all started out, as an opportunity to just kind of heal myself, doing some self-care and some self-healing and some self-reflection and putting it in writing. That's how it ended up happening the way it did.
And we should tell the audience about your story and about veterans and what happened with you. Tell everybody about your story and how you came to reflect and journal and how that's helped you mentally, emotionally, etc.
Well, I served in the Gulf War and the Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and the Gulf War. And first time away from home for such a long, extended period of time, 9 months as a matter of fact, that I was serving overseas, and it was such a traumatic experience being the only chaplain, the only female chaplain on the base, and, you know, having the usual comments made by my colleagues, you know, that I didn't have a right to be in their uniform, and I didn't have a right to be in ministry and those kinds of things. And it was a very troubling experience for me because I didn't have anyone to turn to, didn't have anyone else with whom I could speak. And so I ended up being diagnosed with PTSD, schizophrenia, and through that experience, through challenging that experience, through challenging that diagnosis, meaning talking back to the voices that was talking to me and explaining to me how unworthy I am and how inappropriate it was for me to be in ministry and who did I think that I was and why don't you just go and jump off the nearest bridge and, those kinds of things. So I wrote about it. That's when I really started journaling. Journaling is a very healthy way of putting on paper what's going on in a place that almost defies description. And as a result, I was able to self-heal as an officer serving as a chaplain. And it was an amazing experience. And as I said, journaling is the key for many people. Everybody doesn't like journaling, but for me, it was an opportunity to become whole. And I continued that when I came out. It didn't become a book until 2018. And, yeah, that's kind of how, I mean, if it hadn't been for that military experience, I would not be in a position to help my veterans, fellow veterans, understand or get a grip on themselves. And even to today, I use that experience to help fellow veterans to understand how we can diminish and hopefully someday eliminate death by suicide, which is at 21, 22 per day nationwide now. It really takes, you know, standing in a mirror and defying what you've been taught or what has been said to you by, I'm going to say by the empire, whether that empire is political or religious or military, it really is our responsibility or my responsibility to have experienced that to help others not to experience it. In other words, what I'm saying is I, too, am a victim of sexual assault while serving in the military. I, too, after coming home, attempted suicide, and all of that would have happened, number one, if I didn't have a praying mother. I've got to give my mother credit, God rest her soul, for me having some stability of mind. And I'm doing that with veterans as we speak. On the 1st of December, for an example, I met with a group of veterans, and the topic was, I survived death by suicide, a time of storytelling. And it was amazing to hear fellow veterans talk about their experience and how they survived death by suicide and how that we survive death by suicide.
Wow.
And how wonderful it is to have to talk about that, who is a professional but is not going to take the clinical approach. That's the last thing we need as veterans, is the clinical approach. We need folks that will talk with us from a spiritual perspective, that will talk to our soul, that will help our soul stay in fitness, that while we have been able to accomplish many of the things that we've been able to accomplish and to accumulate the things that we've been able to accumulate, the one thing that we have left out along the way is inspirationals that feed the soul, good news that feeds the soul, affirmations that feed the soul. And so that's a long way around answering the question about serving in the military. But it's so important for military people who are often isolated from their families for periods of time or have multiple deployments that's really at the root of our deaths by suicide. And then we've got a very, well, I don't want to call it a, we have a reentry program that could use a lot of strengthening. And so that's the next thing that we're going to work on is, you know, how do we transition from a very structured family, very structured and very strong family system where I've got your back and you've got my back to a civilian system where that camaraderie is missing. And very often it's a result, and it can result in divorce. It can result in post-traumatic stress disorder. It can result in considering, and unfortunately, some succeeding in committing death by suicide. It's an ongoing thing, but it's exciting to pay it forward, so to speak.
Yes, and listening to you, thank you for what you do for veterans, and I hope so many people this is resonating. I agree with Pamela June Anderson in saying that people are disconnected out there, and they feel disoriented and lonely, etc., and so much is welling up inside of them. So 21 to 22 suicides a day, that's unbelievable. We only have a minute or so left, and I know it just flies by. What do you hope people take away from reading this? That there is hope and that they can do something?
Well, they will take away an opportunity to self-reflect, an opportunity to heal internally, because Kate, that's where the work takes place. Mm-hmm. I can go to all of the seminars and all of the conferences and all of the churches, and I can do all of that external work, but nothing happens until I stand in the mirror. You know, who was that? Michael Jackson that made the recording. I'm starting with the person in the mirror.
Yeah,
that you've got the work is internal. It's really taking time, number one, to get to know, well, who am I? And why am I here? And do I believe what I have been taught, or am I willing to take the risk to, what's the word that I'm looking for, to take a critical look at what I've been taught, whether it's religious or political or social? Are these my values, or are these the values that have been imposed upon me?
Yeah.
And that's where the rubber meets the road, and we have to have the courage to say, well, you know, I need to tweak that a little bit, and maybe if I write about it, if I take this opportunity to look at these articles that have been written from a reflective perspective becoming whole, to be made whole as the goal, and to live the life I love as a goal, and to get to know who I am and whose I am. So the takeaway is an opportunity to start an internal journey toward wholeness, and to understand, yeah, the work may be tedious, but on the other side of it, life is good. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. And I too, whoever the I may be, I too can reach out to my fellow veteran or my fellow brother or my fellow sister, and take a hand and make a friend and mm-hmm. ease on down the road.
I like that. Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. Pamela June and Anderson, thanks for what you do, and thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, let's talk again.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This time around in our author's corner, Hartley Kinnett joins us. He's written a book called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
You and I had a great conversation off the air, and tell the listeners what it is that drove you to write this book. Why'd you write this book?
Well, I had grown up in a family where religion wasn't really part of anything, and so I really didn't attend church. But as a youngster, I had an experience that was extraordinary. I was 10 years old, and I had this experience, and didn't think a lot about it at the time, but it turned out to be the beginning of a faith walk. And then I began having other experiences that were equally as dramatic as that the first one I had. And suddenly I could see a pattern, and suddenly I could see God working in my life. And so I would tell these stories to people either in teaching or home events or something like that. And they finally said, why don't you put them in a book? And then I realized when I did that this was a whole faith walk of a individual.
I like that. And I love the title, A 25-Cent Investment, and we'll talk about it in a second. But give us one of those stories, either the one from when you were 10 or another one you want to share.
Well, the first one was 10 years old. I came from a big family, four brothers and a sister. It was during the war, 1944, and we were at the shore, and we had all gone to the beach, which is what we did every morning, and I had come home to the family for a traditional lunch, which was, again, what you did. And as I got home, I realized everybody was sitting on the porch very morose, and I said, this isn't like a beautiful day in Long Island Shore. This, something's wrong. And my father came out to me and handed me a telegram, which said, Dear Mr. Kinnett, sorry, but your son, Ensign Harold Kinnett, is missing in action and presumed dead. And that shocked, of course, the whole family and shocked me to the extent that a 10-year-old can absorb all of that. But nonetheless, we went along with our lunch, and it was a tough one, of course, and I just wanted to get out of the house. So I got on my bike, was going to go back down to the beach where I loved and would probably find solace, and I went by this church that I must have gone by 100 times in my life and never even thought about it. And suddenly my bike pulled over and I got off my bike. I walked up to the door. The door was open. I walked in. It was musty. I went down the middle aisle, having no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. And there in the front was a table with a little bowl in it. So I dug in my pocket and put a quarter in it and turned around, walked out, got on my bike, went to the beach. On the way back, the same thing happened. I was drawn into this church. I went up, looked at the bowl, and the quarter was gone. And I said to myself, wow, that is, something's happening here.
Right.
It really shocked me. So that was the first one. That was my 25-cent investment.
I love it. And that's the name of the book. And so that explains the name of the book. And so, you know, your book and your personality, people can tell it, which, by the way, you can get this book on Amazon.com. You're very upbeat, but just like you described there with the missing in action and, you know, the telegram, obviously there were times of discouragement. There were times when you had to deal with something that was bleak. So how do you get through that?
Well, it's interesting, Kate. Yes, of course, everyone has highs and lows, and that's one of the things I learned. That's one of the things that I finally learned, that God does that, you know, that allows that to happen. I'm not sure he does it, but he allows it to happen. For me, in one case, for instance, I started my own leather business, and I took all my wife's inheritance and went out and bought, of all things, kangaroo skins. Mm-hmm. And started to tan them. Well, I was going along like gangbusters and everything was fine. And suddenly I got a phone call from my partner in Sydney who said, Hartley, guess what? The Australian government has just put the kangaroo on the endangered species list and we're out of business. And the whole thing came tumbling down. I lost every dime we had. And it was all because I had been totally arrogant in starting this business. I thought I knew more than my father. I thought I knew more than all the other tanners. I just had been arrogant. God said, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be arrogant. So I was got a 2x4 wake-up call.
Yeah. And then you turned things around and came out on the other side, right?
Well, we did, yes. We did. We had some tough times, which was another really part of the story, is that my wife hung with me. And we got through and things turned around and I got back active in church, recognizing what I had done wrong, and then things really began to go back up top again. So I went from these highs to a low, back up to a high, and it was a pattern that each time I was on a high, I was able to really minister to people, and when I was on a low, I was learning. And so it was really extraordinary how God led me through these ups and downs as a teaching experience. And well, that's really how I do it. It's just you have to turn it over and say, I don't know where to go from here. What do I do?
Yeah. Is this the most important driving force in your life?
Yeah, by far.
And how tough is it to share that, though, with people? How do you share your faith? Because, you know, especially in these times.
Well, it's a good question, because one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I hear all around me, you know, oh, where is God? Where are the miracles? Where are the things that we read about in the Bible today. That, you know, they're not there. They're gone. We're not seeing it. So why should I get involved? Well, I want people to know that there is a God. There are miracles. There are even angels, which I describe in one of my stories. There are miraculous healings, which I describe. God is very much present, very much here, but we have to look for him.
Yeah, so when you tell people that and they say, well, how? How do I look for him? What do you tell them then?
Well, I say that it's, first of all, it's prayer. I mean, that really does work. And so you have to learn how to communicate with God. It's different, Kate, for all different people. My wife can pray in the car. Well, I can't. I have to go into a room and be quiet for 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Of course, we go to church, so there's an opportunity to pray there. But for me, it's being alone, clearing my mind, and allowing God to talk.
Wow. And that's the thing to do. I like that, clearing your mind. So the name of the book is The 25-Cent Investment. You can clearly pick this up on Amazon.com. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I think the takeaway is that this book describes God working through a regular guy, a regular person. No halos, no wings, no nothing, but having these experiences that are leading him into a place where God wants him. And that's the takeaway, is that a kid being afraid to go someplace or being afraid of something can find that he can get through it. I was abandoned at prep school, scared the heart out of me as a young teenager, but I got through it. I was a businessman and failed miserably, but I got through it. I was terribly sick, had a fatal heart attack, and had a miracle healing and got through it. So it's really a question of allowing God to work in your life.
I like it. That's the perfect place to end this. Again, letting it happen, letting God work in your life. That sums up what you're talking about here. And in the book is called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley Kinnett, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so again, to remind you, because I know you'll ask me afterwards, the book is on Amazon.com, A 25-Cent Investment. And I love the way Hartley weaves the story and tells you about just being a kid, a 10-year-old kid, and the things that happen as he described there throughout his life and why he has such strong faith and why he tries to share that with people. So what an interesting story. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Man has created a battle-raging system for the preservation of the world.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.